Patrick, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You know, I hammered you the last time you were on because gas prices spiked higher than you predicted. But when I looked at the overall trend of gas prices, you said when we talked back in July that you didn't expect gas prices over the long haul to exceed around the $3 per gallon mark. And you've been pretty right on about that. So I got to give you some props.
Well, my, how things have changed today.
Well, you know, and when they had spiked, you know, unforeseen things pop up. If a refinery shuts down because of an incident, or if something happens with the price of oil that you didn't expect, things are going to change. But overall, they've been right where you expected. Do you expect that mark to stay the same for the rest of the holidays?
Well, you know, it really looks like we'll stay above $3 a gallon average at least through Christmas. Unfortunately, retail prices had dropped, and as you've probably noticed, we saw a price increase yesterday to $3.09. The reason for that is that retail prices had continued to drop through last weekend, and wholesale prices had remained steady and actually increased a penny or two. And so stations were kind of stuck in a pinch. They weren't making much money on gas, and so we saw the increase. But, you know, unfortunately, since the economy is in almost a guaranteed recovery mode now, it's likely that we'll see gasoline prices stick around $3 a gallon. And let's not even talk about next spring. It's going to be even uglier next spring.
What do you anticipate in the spring?
You know, it typically we see a springtime rally of 25 to 50% in prices. And you know, if we do simple math on that, you know, that puts us at let's just say $3.50 to $3.75 a gallon on average. Now, I don't believe that we'll see the typical amount of a rally that we usually see simply because the economy is still not quite strong enough. But next spring, we could see average prices anywhere from $3.35 to $3.50 a gallon on average.
All right, so let me write this down. Patrick says gas will be at $3.35 to $3.50, maybe $3.65.
Hey, let's hope I'm wrong on that. I'd love to see lower prices, but, you know, I cannot ignore what's been going on lately.
And you know what, Patrick? We can't complain. Whenever I look at what they're paying for gas overseas, we've got it pretty good here, especially when you compare the gas prices in Europe.
Oh, certainly, up to $7, $8, $9 a gallon in some spots. But, you know, like you said, overseas tends to be cheaper. Just don't look what they're paying in Venezuela. You might get some envy.
What are they paying down there?
Anywhere from 10 to 25 cents a gallon.
And that's because they're one of the largest producers in the world, and they like to pass that on to their citizens.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Why is it so much more expensive in Europe?
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with taxes. Their wholesale cost is nearly the same what we pay. Their taxes are much more than we pay. The average tax here is anywhere from 40 to 50 cents a gallon, each gallon in taxes over there. Instead of 40 to 50 cents, it's $4 to $5 a gallon in taxes.
Here's what I normally do when I buy gas. I live out in the Williamston area. If I need it desperately, I'll stop at the Speedway, which makes me crazy because the Speedway in Williamston's always about 10 cents more than the Speedway in Okemos, although recently they've been a similar price. But then, okay, and the price there now is $3.05 for a gallon. But where I've been buying my gas is at Sam's Club, where the price where I go is $2.83. So that's a big savings.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's definitely some savings, as you mentioned, you know, even just down the street. And Tony, actually, just recently, we're a big fan of apps at Gas Buddy. And now you can actually get an app for gas prices. So just if you're hopping in the car, you just load the Gas Buddy app up, which is free, I may pass along, and load the app up, and bingo, there you go. You find out, it'll even track you on your commute and tell you where the cheapest station is on your commute. So that's kind of cool. Like I said, that's free for iPhone and Android, and we'll have one coming out soon for BlackBerry. So that's another great way to save.
All right, Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com. You can go to LansingGasPrices.com and see those prices, $2.83 at Sam's, and they go on up to the $3 range. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Take care.